This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Americans have poured $2 trillion into certificates of deposit, or CDs, over the past several years as interest rates continue to climb. But some CD holders are surprised to see their investment is now earning a much lower rate than when they first signed up.
Unlike a savings account, CDs have a due date. They mature. That means that a bank has to do something with that money at the maturity date. Sometimes they could put it into account or write the account owner a check, but most of the time, the default is that the CD will automatically renew into a new CD.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moise after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Many certificate of deposit account holders have found their investments are taking on a much lower interest rate than when they first opened the account. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moise joins me. Amani, for years, CDs were pretty much a forgotten investment. Why have they become so popular recently?
Maybe it's easier to explain why they were so unpopular, and that's because rates were so low for such a long period of time. But what we've seen since 2022 is rates really rising at the fastest pace that we've seen in a really long time. So suddenly, these kinds of deposit accounts gained a lot of interest, and they grew very, very quickly.
How do CDs differ from a savings account in terms of earning interest?
CDs are less flexible than a savings account, but the benefit of that is that so is the rate. The rate is also less flexible. So with a savings account, the rate can fluctuate from month to month, depending on the account. But with a CD, you're guaranteed to earn the same amount of interest for a specific period. So sometimes that's 6 months, 12 months, or even longer.
As you reported, many CD holders discovered, much to their surprise, that their CD was earning a much lower rate than what they initially signed up for. How did that happen?
Unlike a savings account, CDs have a due date. They mature. And that means that a bank has to do something with that money at the maturity date. Sometimes they could put it into account or write the account owner a check, but most of the time, the default is that the CD will automatically renew into a new CD.
You spoke to a man from Nevada who went through this. What do he tell you?
So he had an 11-month CD that was part of a CD ladder that he put together last year, and then he got a notification from his bank that his CD was maturing and that if he didn't take action within a certain amount of time, it was going to automatically renew at the default rate. So when he got that email, he looked online and saw that bank was still offering pretty competitive rates, so he decided just to let it auto-renew. But then a few months later, he goes in to check his balances and he notices he's not earning much interest. And that's because the bank had automatically renewed that CD at a rate of 0.05%. So instead of earning about $160 a month, he was now earning about $2 a month, which is a really big difference.
Oh, wow. That is a big difference. You mentioned a CD ladder a moment ago. What is a CD ladder?
It's a strategy that savers can use, which is putting their money into CDs with different maturity dates so that they can have the advantage of locking in a higher rate without giving that much liquidity, because if you need a large lump sum of money, odds are you have a CD coming due.
If somebody discovers their interest rate has dropped on their CD, what can they do about it?
The best thing to do is to keep track of all the maturity dates. All CDs are required to have a grace period, especially when they auto-renew. And what that grace period is a period of time where you can move your money without penalty. So if you notice that your CD renews at a lower rate and you're still within that grace period, you could either call your bank and have them move that money into a higher yielding CD or withdraw it and see if you could invest that money elsewhere.
Are the banks required to tip off investors that their CD is about to mature and the rate could potentially change?
It's yes and no. So yes, banks are required to notify customers when their CDs are maturing, but they only have to tell the customers what rate they're going to get if the rate has already been determined. And oftentimes the rate is not determined. So if the rate is not determined at the date of notification, then all the banks have to do is give someone a phone number so that they could call and find out the rate. But that's kind of counterintuitive, especially today when it's so easy to open these accounts online. A lot of people feel like they could probably check online to get their rates, but that's not always the case.
Well, this could also result in banks having very unhappy customers. Why aren't the banks more proactive in alerting customers that their CDs are about to change to a new interest rate?
It helps them make more money, because if they're able to lower the interest rate on a CD without people realizing, that means that they're able to earn a higher margin. In John Furlong's case, he's the man from Nevada. He actually did the math and he realized that compared to the rate that the bank was advertising online, the rate that he was getting was over 80 times less. So that means that in that entire difference, the bank is getting to put in their pocket.
Imani, the Federal Reserve tells us they're going to be lowering rates sometime this year, potentially three times, and that could mean lower rates for investments at banks. Where else can customers look besides CDs to potentially find attractive rates?
Well, I do want to make the point that CDs are still a good place to look. You just have to be diligent in terms of making sure you're keeping track of those maturity dates to make sure that you don't accidentally lock in a low rate. And I think it's particularly important to be proactive in locking in higher rates right now with a CD, because as I mentioned earlier, on those savings accounts or some other investment vehicles, the rate can fluctuate quite a lot. So I would still say CDs are the best place to lock in a higher rate right now.
That's WSJ reporter Imani Moise. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Jennifer Williams to discuss how Americans haven't let up on revenge spending and how companies are responding. This episode was produced by me, J.R. Whalen, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.